And here we are, 7 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And as regular, our friends from Tops are in the house, Lifestyle Tops, supplying the wine of the week. And it's a hello and welcome again to Eamon Darling and Valencia Maguaza. I love that name. And Valencia's got a new hairstyle. If it was television, you could see it's a cool hairstyle. Unfortunately, the headphones don't work with the hair, so we have to put them on backwards. So that's fine, as long as you can hear. This is lovely. So today we are discussing
French.
Okay. Dieudonné Vineyards, Sauvignon Blanc 21. Let's talk about it. Is it a good wine? Is it a wine that you would recommend, and why?
Well, it is a good wine. It's a wine that I will definitely recommend. It's 100% Sauvignon Blanc. It's dry wine. When you say Sauvignon Blanc, it's a dry wine.
Does that mean that it's an acquired taste? Does it or can it be enjoyed just as an ordinary afternoon quaffable?
Oh wow! Yes, definitely, Dev.
I'm interested to know. You know, I was last night. I was on the quest for a lovely bottle of wine to take home to my beloved, because you know she'd had a tough day, I'm sure, and I thought it would be lovely to treat us. And I wandered in, and there were this assortment of wines, and I think, what does she like? I can't remember. And there were these names, and I went completely blank. So I just looked at the price, and let price be your guide. But I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing. So what does a Sauvignon Blanc give you that a Pinot Noir maybe or something else won't?
Okay, well, basically you're two different cultivars. They have your Pinot Noir is basically a red wine,
but it makes a white drink.
You can make it, yeah. Why not?
It's like a pink, isn't it? We had one the other day.
Well, that's a Pinot Noir Chardonnay.
Okay, my goodness.
Oh, we had that was the rosé that we had.
Okay,
we had a Chardonnay Pinot Noir. Oh. The Welter Frida. Yeah, so that's where the skins from the Pinot Noir, which is the red grape, the skins are slightly pressed, so you get the color.
So does the color of the wine come from the skin of the grape, not the flesh?
From the skin.
So the flesh is all similar, sort of colorless.
Yeah, if you just say buy a red grape, mm-hmm. and you have white grapes, so yeah. You peel the skin off,
yeah.
the red grape is white underneath, the flesh is white underneath, yeah. as well. So that's where you get the color from.
So it's purely the skin that gives it its complexity.
That's it.
Okay, that's interesting. And then why do I, for example, prefer a red wine to a white wine? I'm still trying to work out what it is. And I have a suspicion that generally a white wine is preferred chilled. Should be chilled.
And a
red wine is better at kind of room temperature, is it not?
At room temperature, yes.
And maybe to a degree that the room temperature wine is a kind of warmer, more convivial, more comforting
more
and
comforting
loving experience.
It is.
Whereas the sharpness of a cold, chilled, crisp white wine is more of a surfing experience.
Yeah, it's more like a wake-up. Yeah.
A dive into an ice bath. So I suppose it's horses for courses, and really, but when it comes to pairing of foods and wine, which is a subject very close to anyone that's ever done its heart, red has a definite, when it comes to pairing, a palate that would go much better with red than a chilled white.
A chilled white, yes. Mostly reds, you'd have maybe venison, steak, roast, mm-hmm. roast beef, all your really gamey meats, and with the stronger gamey ones, maybe you'd be looking at maybe to drink Shiraz,
okay.
or Syrah with those fellas.
So the stronger the meat, the drier, more complex the wine. I don't know.
I prefer. Well,
why do I like a Merlot? Is it just that the name sounds cool? I don't know. What is it?
Well, Merlot was a very. Go ahead, Valencia.
Sorry, it's just that the Merlot is my favorite grape.
Why?
Because Merlot is very good. It's nice. It's soft compared to Shiraz, because Shiraz is a little bit spicy.
When you say spicy, maybe you could even call it harsh.
Exactly.
Some would call it very dry.
Bold, Dave.
Bold.
Yes, definitely.
Bold.
Very bold. It's different characteristics to your Merlot. Your Merlot now is much softer.
Yeah.
It's easy. Very easy drinking.
Very easy drinking.
Yes.
Whereas your Shiraz now would fall more on the drier side, a real bold, robust wine.
Do you have to be a connoisseur? Because a lot of people pretend they know a hell of a lot about wine, but I think when it comes to the second or third glass, I'm not so sure.
Well, second or third glass, even the fourth glass, everything disappears.
But when it comes to separating a good wine from a less good wine, it's the morning after you can generally tell if you've been drinking a good wine or not. Because why is it that a bad wine gives you such a clout in the head?
I'm not too sure. It could be maybe the sulfites in it, Dave, for your system to absorb them in. But normally what I would do, if I was drinking wine late into the evening or just by the glass or even with supper or out for dinner, before I go to sleep, I'll always make sure I have plenty of water to drink to stop your body hydrating.
So it's the dehydration sleeping that gives you the after effect, the hangover, not so much the wine itself.
Because the sugar, don't forget now, your body has got its natural sugars in it, but the wine will obviously going to absorb those sugars in your system while you're sleeping and you wake up.
But I think it's fair to say, Eamon, that a good wine, you could clout a bottle or two or three and relatively okay in the morning you will be.
You'll still be fine.
But a cheap and nasty, not necessary. Yeah. I know from experience, I'm telling you.
I'll join you there. I've had a few as well.
Okay, so let's play a little tune and then we'll come back and now we're going to be telling you all about what this Dieudonné is about. So stay with us, won't you, folks, on the afternoon show. I'm just preparing my palette of music from Take That. And at 13 and a half minutes past 4 o'clock, the wine is being poured.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I want to be. But just look in a hole. And I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see. But I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along. Trying to figure it out. Out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down.
So with Take That as the backing track, we'll tell you about this. Sauvignon Blanc from Dieudonné. It's a 21 harvest. It's made in a fresh, fruity, upfront style with grassy green fig and green pepper aromas. A wine, they say, that can be enjoyed while still young and excellent with seafood, salads, and light chicken dishes. It's all of that. It's dry, huh?
It is dry. Yes, Dave.
If you enjoy a dry white wine, this is for you. It does leave the tongue a little bit more, in a radio speak parlance, it's almost paralyzing.
But amazing with this, Dave, it's the acidity. There's very little acidity, so the acidity doesn't catch you on the sides of your palate.
Uh-huh.
Basically, the dryness comes right at the very back.
Yeah.
So the fruit is right concentrated in the front, on the front of your palate, till it gets to the back, and then the dryness comes through in it.
And now how will this change if you were to club it with a beautiful seafood dish or a salad or a chicken
dish?
How would it change? Would it still be as dry, or does it change that complexity?
I think the complexity of the wine will slightly change. It'll change the taste of the food.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it'll change the taste of the food, because don't forget now, you're going to be eating, say, seafood, depending on what sauce is in the seafood or how the seafood is prepared in a creamy dish. Now, you're going to have that creamy texture if it's a cream sauce coating your palate with that. So I think it's a good combination with the dryness of this, with the dryness coming from the back to the sweetness at the front of your palate to take away that creamy taste.
Okay.
Palate.
So if you were sitting down to a fantastic seafood spread or a light chicken dish with a glass of the Sauvignon Blanc from Dieudonné Vineyards, it would be a real feast, in a sense. Light feast. Mm. It's not going to knock you out, I don't think. Unless, of course, you overblow the balloon, as they say. But it would give you more enjoyment for the meal, no doubt. What sort of price point are we talking about here?
It's 110 rand a bottle, Dave.
So it's an affordable, some might call it a quaffable wine. I don't know if that's fair enough. For me, it would be an absolute, it's not a wine that I would walk away from on the shelf because of the price point. Right. The label itself, let's just look at it. It's a very strange looking. It almost looks like that St. Vincent de Paul double cross thing. Hey?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. It's the French, it's basically, I think, a French flag.
Yes. Oh, is that what it is? A lot of French people are upset with me for calling their flag that. It's a good wine for the price. It's certainly a very pleasant experience. Yes. Pleasant if you're a dry white wine fan, consider this, and you can pop into Lifestyle Tops. At the moment, you have stock.
Yes, Dave, we got plenty.
So it's available. It's ready and waiting for you. And if you have a chat with Valencia or Eamon, they'll be able to talk you through it and take you through it. We hope that we've done a little bit to tempt you right now. We can tell you all about the vineyard and the harvest and the cellar at Tops at Lifestyle. I won't bore you with the details now. I will simply suggest that if you're a white wine fan looking for something that is new, it's on the Platters list. John Platter has called it a hidden gem. There we go. That's the award of this one. So it's a good wine at an excellent price. You heard about it on the afternoon show. The wine of the week, Dieudonné Sauvignon Blanc 2021 at a really good price, $110 a bottle. Go and buy a case because you may not get the taste the first time round. And Dave, guys, we'll see you again in a week's time when we get together again and enjoy yet another repast.
Definitely. And we've got some good wines coming up in the next couple of weeks, Dave. And we'll have a couple of special guests from the farms joining us as well.
So we'll be more of us around the table.
Yes.
Okay, we'll have to bring more wine. A couple of bottles. So my special guests, Valencia and Eamon. I'm Dave Charles in the afternoon show, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy, Toyota, Bolito. Here is Mika.